The U.S. Court of Appeals in Washington, D.C. on Friday unanimously ruled against the Trump administration's approval in 2016 of an experimental Arkansas Medicaid waiver program, later branded by the state as Arkansas Works. The demonstration project required certain Medicaid enrollees to fulfill work requirements to receive medical benefits. Member Station KUAF's Jacqueline Froelich reports.
Traditionally, Medicaid provides health coverage to impoverished families with dependent children, Americans with disabilities, and certain low-income elders. Congress amended the federal law in 2010, allowing states to expand Medicaid coverage to certain able-bodied low-income adults under the Affordable Care Act. Arkansas opted in, launching the private option in 2014, allowing qualified Arkansans to enroll in private health plans, with the Fed and state paying premiums. 2 years later, Arkansas was the first state to receive a federal waiver from the Department of Health and Human Services to add a work requirement to the private option, later renamed Arkansas Works. The experimental program, first rolled out in the summer of 2018, required beneficiaries aged 19 to 49 with incomes of up to 138% of the poverty level to prove they were working at least 80 hours per month, engaging in career training, or actively searching for work in order to receive health coverage. Over 18,000 enrollees, one quarter of Arkansans subject to the work requirement, lost their Medicaid coverage over a five-month period. 10 Arkansas Works plaintiffs filed suit in U.S. District Court in the summer of 2018. The work mandate was eventually blocked by the courts in March of 2019. Attorney Kevin DeLeban with Legal Aid of Arkansas in West Memphis is among four legal groups representing the plaintiffs.
So the problem was is that these are, you know, burdensome red tape termination traps that were pretty much impossible for folks to be able to comply with. It's an extra burden every month, and the state's implementation of it using an online-only website that closed down for several hours and having no support definitely didn't help folks along that way. And so people had to do more to keep coverage. They never had to do this in the past.
Last June, the federal government and Arkansas Attorney General Leslie Rutledge appealed the lower court's decision. The case was argued before the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit on October 11th. And last Friday, February 14th, a three-judge panel affirmed the lower court's ruling to maintain the block on the work rule.
And so the judges said, look, the purpose of Medicaid is to provide health insurance to people. These work requirements don't further that objective, and so they're illegal.
In response to Friday's decision, Arkansas Attorney General Leslie Rutledge issued a statement saying she's reviewing next steps with the U.S. Department of Justice. Kevin DeLeban expects the decision to be appealed.
The federal government would have the ability to ask the whole D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals to review the case or to appeal the case to the U.S. Supreme Court.
Of the 18,000 Arkansans who lost their Arkansas Works coverage due to lack of work compliance and for other reasons last year, DeLeban says only 6,000 have signed back up. According to Arkansas Department of Human Services data, nearly a quarter of a million Arkansans are currently enrolled in Arkansas Works. I'm Jacqueline Froelich, reporting in Fayetteville.